Okay, so we're really doing a deep dive today
Yeah.
into South African finance, trying to
Yeah.
figure out like all the different like opportunities and the challenges.
A jungle out there.
It is a jungle out there.
It really is.
But luckily, we've got this June 2024 edition of FA News.
A wealth of information,
Yes,
really.
it is.
And it's interesting what's happening in South African finance right now because, on the one hand, you've got this immense change, which is creating uncertainty,
Yeah.
but it's also creating opportunity.
It's kind of like I don't know, like predicting the weather, but like in the middle of a hurricane,
Yeah.
instead of rain clouds, we're talking about investments
Right.
and everyone's scrambling for those fixed rate options.
Well, yeah, because when you've got this much uncertainty
Right.
around, fixed rate options suddenly start looking very
Yeah.
attractive, they're the safe haven, and you
Yeah.
can see it in the numbers.
Yeah.
FA News was reporting a 16.44% surge in those fixed options. And then you look at Fed Group Secured Investment.
Okay.
That's up 33.3%.
Wow, those are some big numbers.
Huge.
Yeah. But it's not all about playing it safe, right?
No.
There's all this buzz about alternative investments,
Yeah.
this big like desire for sustainability.
Absolutely. And I think it's really interesting
Yeah.
how investors, particularly I think younger generations, are really starting to say,
Yeah.
look, I don't just want my money to grow, I want it to mean something.
Yes.
I want it to be aligned with my values. I
Yeah.
want it to be making a difference for the future.
Speaking of making a difference,
Yeah.
I think we have to address the elephant in the room, the JSE.
Ah, the JSE.
It's been losing companies faster than a cheetah on a caffeine rush.
It's a problem.
It
It's
is.
a real problem for South Africa.
Yeah, and like over 14 companies a year on average,
Yeah.
like disappearing from the
Yeah.
JSE.
It's that the JSE exodus.
Yes.
And I think investors are right to be concerned.
Yes.
When you see that happening, you've got to ask yourself,
Yeah.
what's going on?
What is going on?
Is this a place I want to put my money?
What is going on?
Well, I think there's a couple of things.
Okay.
One is that returns on the JSE have been relatively low
Okay.
compared to other global markets. So if
Really?
you're looking purely from a return perspective,
Yeah.
there are other places you can put your money, potentially.
Right.
And then the other thing is this concentration risk.
Okay.
You've got these Magnificent Seven, these
Oh.
big companies that dominate the index.
Okay.
And that makes it very, very risky.
So it's like putting all your eggs in one basket and hoping.
One basket with a hole in it, potentially.
Exactly. And that the hole doesn't break.
Exactly.
So the trillion rand question
Yes.
is South Africa still a good place to invest?
Well, that is the big question, isn't it?
It is.
And I think it's a difficult question to answer
Yeah.
because, on the one hand, South Africa has challenges.
We've got load shedding.
Yeah, load shedding is a huge issue.
Huge.
Huge for business, for investors. It's
Right.
a major concern.
Yeah.
But there's also massive potential.
It's all about like that balance, right?
It is a balancing act.
Right.
It always is with investment, but particularly in a place like South Africa.
Yeah.
We've got a track record of resilience. We're resourceful.
We are.
We've got this incredible entrepreneurial spirit, and we've got a young, vibrant population.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of ingredients there.
Lot of potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to be realistic about the risks as well.
Do your research
Exactly.
and
Understand your own risk tolerance.
exactly.
Yeah.
So we talked about the JSE being a bit of a roller coaster
Yeah.
and whether South Africa is actually a good place to invest.
Yeah.
But let's look at some specific industries
Okay.
that are really feeling the heat right now,
Okay.
like life insurance.
Yeah.
Those premiums just seem to keep going up and up.
Well, it's a big issue, and it's one of the things that people are talking about a lot at the moment.
Why is that happening?
Well, I think there are a few things.
Okay.
One is that those older generation products, the ones that people bought years ago,
Yeah.
were based on some pretty optimistic assumptions about investment returns,
Okay.
and those assumptions haven't really panned out.
So kind of like those old policies were built on a foundation of like hoping for the best.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
And now reality's coming in with a bill.
Yeah, I mean, there's also the fact that life expectancy has increased,
Oh,
so
yeah.
people are living longer,
Yeah.
which means that they're claiming on these policies for longer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that also puts upward pressure on premiums.
So if you're locked into one of those older policies, are you just stuck?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There are newer products available,
okay,
which are priced more realistically,
yeah,
based on current market conditions.
Okay.
So these are often risk-only products. So they're not bundled with investment components,
mm-hmm,
like the older policies often were,
oh, yeah,
which can mean lower initial premiums.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that even with these newer products,
yeah,
premiums may still go up over time.
Because I was like, you need to do your research.
Absolutely.
Probably talk to a financial advisor.
Yeah, a good financial advisor can be really helpful in this space.
Yeah.
They can help you understand the different options,
yeah,
compare costs and benefits, and make sure you've got a policy that meets your needs and your budget.
Speaking of expert advice,
mm-hmm,
I feel like discretionary fund managers are everywhere.
DFMs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are popping up all over the place.
They're like mushrooms.
It's interesting, right? Because I think it reflects this broader trend of people wanting help with their investments.
Because it is complicated.
It is complicated.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about picking stocks anymore.
No.
There are so many different asset classes, so many different strategies.
It's overwhelming.
It can be very overwhelming. And yeah, I think people are realizing.
It's like having a personal chef.
Yes, exactly.
Except for your finances.
Exactly. You tell them what you want,
yeah,
what your goals are.
Your risk tolerance.
Your risk tolerance, what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And they'll put together a plan for you.
So it's more than just about the return on your investment. It's also about that peace of mind.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people just want to know that their money is in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
That someone who knows what they're doing is looking after it.
So how do you choose a DFM?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Because there's a lot out there.
There are a lot. And yeah, I think it's important to do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their track record.
No.
Look at their fees.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're transparent,
yeah,
about how they invest your money.
Yeah.
And I think most importantly, find someone that you trust.
Yeah.
Someone you feel comfortable working with.
It's like finding a therapist.
It is a bit like
that. Or a doctor.
You need to have that rapport,
yeah,
because you're entrusting them with something very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Switching gears a little bit.
Okay.
We've talked about how technology is changing life insurance.
Yes.
And it's really changing everything.
Absolutely.
We've got AI-powered risk assessments now.
I know. It's amazing.
Online platforms. It's like a whole digital makeover.
Yeah. FA News had a really interesting piece on Momentum Life Insurance.
Okay.
And their new online quoting platform.
Yeah.
It's a great example of how technology is making things easier and faster for consumers.
But what about the human touch?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because everything's digital these days.
It is.
Do we still need humans?
Well, I think we do.
Okay.
You know, technology can be great.
Hmm.
It can make things more efficient.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
yeah,
people still want to deal with people.
They want to know that there's someone there.
Exactly.
Who understands them.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to something as important as insurance.
Exactly.
You know, this is about your future.
Your family's future.
Your family's future.
Big decisions.
Yeah. You want to know that there's someone there who can answer your questions.
Yeah. Who can guide you.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about the JSE life insurance.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the human side of finance.
Okay.
Like, what are the values?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does this actually, like, impact people?
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything.
Mm.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And investors have a certain amount of power.
Yeah.
You know, how they choose to use that power is important.
It's not just about the bottom line anymore, right?
No, it's not just about making money.
Yeah.
It's about making a difference.
Yeah. Which brings us to ESG investing.
ESG.
Everybody's talking about it.
It's everywhere you look.
How much of it is hype, though?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
you've got some companies,
mm-hmm,
who are genuinely committed to those principles,
mm,
to the E, the S, and the G.
Mm.
You know, they're walking the talk.
Yeah.
They're making a real difference.
Yeah.
And then you've got others who are just jumping on the bandwagon.
And greenwashing.
Exactly.
So how do you tell the difference?
Well, you've got to do your research.
Yeah.
You can't just take their word for it.
Don't believe everything you read.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, look beyond the glossy brochures.
Yeah.
Look at their track record.
Mm-hmm.
How are they actually incorporating ESG,
yeah,
into their operations?
It's like looking under the hood.
Yeah.
Before you buy a used car.
Exactly.
Make sure everything's actually working.
You don't want to buy a lemon.
Exactly.
So look for companies that are walking the talk. Not just talking the talk.
Speaking of walking the talk.
Okay.
South African companies are starting to realize,
mm-hmm,
that To attract good talent,
yeah,
it's not just about the paycheck.
It's not just about the money anymore.
It's not.
Right? People want more.
They do.
Especially this younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones who are about to inherit all this wealth.
The great wealth transfer?
The great wealth transfer, exactly.
What is that, by the way?
Well, it's this mass...
For those who don't know.
Yeah, it's this massive shift in wealth that's happening all over the world.
Okay.
But particularly, I think, in South Africa.
Okay.
Where you've got this huge amount of wealth that's going to be passed down from the baby boomer generation to their children and grandchildren.
Trillions of rands.
Trillions.
Wow.
It's a huge amount of money.
So companies are trying to figure out, how do we appeal to these people?
Yeah, what do they want?
What do they want?
Well, they want to work for companies that share their values.
Yeah.
Diversity and inclusion is really important to them.
Makes sense.
They want to work for companies that are making a positive impact on the world.
Yeah, it's more than a job.
Absolutely.
For them.
They want it to be meaningful.
They want to make a difference.
Exactly.
Okay. I want to talk about risk management.
Okay.
Because... with all the challenges that South Africa faces,
load shedding,
inequality,
yeah,
it feels a little bit like we're navigating a minefield.
It does feel a bit like that sometimes, doesn't it? But I think what's really interesting is the way that people are coming together to try and address these challenges.
Okay.
There's a real spirit of collaboration.
It's that treehouse analogy, right?
Yeah.
You need everyone to do their part.
Exactly. You need someone to find the right tree.
Yeah.
Someone to design the treehouse.
To build it.
To build it to make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
To make sure it's sustainable.
And I think we're seeing that in South Africa.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
You know, you've got government, businesses,
communities,
individuals, all working together.
We're all in this together.
We are.
Yeah. So we're at the end of our deep dive.
Already.
I know it always goes by so fast.
It does.
What's the one thing?
The one thing.
You want our listener to remember.
I think the most important thing is to be informed.
Okay.
Knowledge is power. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be.
To make good decisions.
To make good decisions.
To weather those storms.
Exactly.
Yeah. And your choices matter.
Absolutely.
Where you put your money.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference.
It does.
So be conscious.
Be conscious of where your money's going.
Be informed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure being here.
This has been great.
Thank you for having me.
And to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a wild ride.
It has been a wild ride.
Through the world of South African finance.
Until next time.